How excited are we in the far north about some of these announcements and developments that will benefit our embattled tourism industry? Masks are coming off in just over a week or so. We've got Singapore Airlines are flying back into Cairns. Of course, those international borders reopened not too long ago, and they're starting to filter through. Thank goodness for that. There's no one better to talk to about all of these developments in tourism, but also some exciting news out on the reef that he is intimately involved with. His name is John O'Sullivan. He is the CEO of Experience Co. He's actually in town for the launch of a new pontoon, which we'll talk about a little bit later in our chat. But John, first of all, welcome to the King Review. Welcome back to Cairns.
Thanks, Gavin. Great to be with you, and as always, and great to be on the show. And as you say, what an exciting time for the destination. Just fantastic.
It is indeed. Let's do a quick wrap-up from your point of view. Experience Co, obviously, you know, a national, in fact, international company. How does the far north look in your matrix at the moment?
Oh, look, it's incredibly important for us. We have quite a large chunk of our business up here in North Queensland. We obviously have our Great Barrier Reef cruises, which run out of Port Douglas and also out of Cairns. And then we also have two skydiving drop zones, one here in Cairns and the other one in Mission Beach. And we've just recently acquired a company called Treetop Adventures, which is a high ropes course, obstacle course, ziplining business that operates nationally around Australia. And we, as part of that, will be reinvigorating, redesigning and relaunching the Daintree jungle surfing business that sadly went into administration during 2021. And that will be back in operation around about time around that June, July school holiday period. Mm-hmm. So all things going well. So look, Northern Queensland is, you know, it's about 40% of our overall business. So it's a really important part of who we are as an organisation.
It's fair to say Experience Co has had somewhat of a bumpy ride since entering into the far north market over the last couple of years. John, where is the company at? I mean, the share price, you know, how have things stabilised since, as I said, it has been a bit of a rollercoaster ride for you guys?
Yeah, look, we certainly did explode onto the scene quite suddenly back in 2016, and you know, with various acquisitions that were made up here. And I guess being, you know, when I was appointed as CEO in 2019, we looked at our business and said, right, what do we want to be in North Queensland? We know that we want to be here. We know that it's such an important part of the Australian tourism story, both domestically and internationally. And what we really came to down to really quickly was that we wanted to be about the Great Barrier Reef. That's what brings people to tropical North Queensland. It is the gateway to this eighth wonder of the world. So we divested, you know, our helicopter business, our ballooning businesses, whitewater rafting, our canyoning businesses, all great businesses, but really not allowing us to focus on one particular discipline, I think, was what was probably holding us back. And look, like many tourism operators, you know, we've had a pretty tough time during COVID. We announced our mid-year results today to the ASX, and we had an underlying EBITDA loss of about $3 million, which doesn't sound great, but actually was pretty good considering the disruption. But you know, we're very much about the Great Barrier Reef cruising. We always had a great skydiving business up here in Cairns and Mission Beach, and Mission Beach is one of the iconic drop zones within Australia, and they'll be core to our skydiving offering. And then, as I said, we've now added Treetops Adventure as well as Wild Bush Luxury, which is a luxury walking business, and we're certainly very interested in what happens with the Wangetti Trail proposal, because I think that, you know, that sort of nature-based adventure activity, I think, could be really key for this region moving forward as well.
Now, you, of course, have incredible extensive experience in tourism. You and I first met probably about 10 years ago. I was a fresh-faced politician and assistant minister for tourism, and you were at Tourism Events Queensland. You then, of course, went on to helm Tourism Australia, now in the private sector. So if you cast your eyes back over all of those years, and I guess tell listeners, where do you think tourism is going after what we've just experienced in the last 2 years? When you look back and reflect where we've come from, you know, how will it change? How will destinations have to change? How will tour operators have to change?
Well, I think it's a really interesting question. I think, look, I'm really optimistic about the future of Australian tourism, both domestically and internationally. And I think that's because I think Australians have rediscovered their country during this lockdown. And I think international visitors will go to places where they know they're safe. And I think Australia will be, you know, really at the top of the list. I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a real surge, I believe, in that working holiday maker market. And then at the opposite end of the spectrum, that high end traveller and independent traveller, particularly out of Asian markets, but also out of our traditional markets, US and UK. So I think for operators like us, it's going to be about not necessarily going to be about volume. It's probably going to be more about that sort of yield play around. Having really authentic experiences, being able to charge more for them, and giving them something they can't do at home, which is, you know, certainly what we believe with our reef boats, you know, our skydiving business and our jungle surfing business will be able to do. But I think more nature-based experiences will be really, really, really popular as the world emerges. And then being able to, you know, understand the indigenous cultural side of the destination as well, which, you know, I think Australia has a great opportunity to do well in.
All right. Well, very, very exciting. Now, the reason you are in Cairns and the key reason to chat to you as well is there is a new pontoon out being launched by Reef Magic. It's a $7 million marine science and tourism pontoon. Talk to us a little bit about that investment and what you hope it will do for the business. And also, I guess just quickly, where are you at with the restrictions in terms of those boats going out to the reef?
So the new Reef Magic pontoon, which we will be launching with Minister Sterling Hinchliffe, this came out of the Queensland government's growing tourism infrastructure fund that they launched right at the beginning of the pandemic. We made an application which was really well supported by someone who's got your old job, Assistant Minister Michael Healy, and then Minister Kate Jones, and we were very fortunately awarded a $3 million grant to go towards the $7 million project. It's the first new piece of reef pontoon infrastructure in this part of Northern Queensland for some 10 years. It'll have, you know, it'll be solar powered, battery powered. It's certainly something that is really going to be focusing on the sustainability angle of the reef, the scientific angle of the reef. It'll have a working laboratory plus accommodation for marine biologists. It's over 1,000 square metres in size.
Wow.
You know, well over a hundred odd tonne of steelwork and built right here in Cairns, which you know, was really important for us. So that supported 50-odd jobs during the construction.
Fantastic.
Austal and Austal Shipyards and English Engineering have been great partners on this. And it'll be christened today, and then will be floated out to the reef over the coming weeks. It's a logistic exercise in itself, getting it out to the reef, because it has to be in wind speeds under 5 knots. We've got to bring another one back in, and that'll take place over March, which will be led by our team up here of Adam Jones. So we're very, very happy about that. As to the restrictions, look, we're sort of moving back now to sort of being unencumbered on that, and we've managed to, you know, we've been managed to work through that. And look, it really hasn't been an issue for us per se. We obviously would have liked to have operated without restrictions, but the government has heard that, and you know, certainly they gave us a great pathway out of that. And you know, certainly for us, the biggest issue for us really with COVID has been staffing levels. So and I think every operator's had that, but yeah, really exciting day for us with the launch of the new pontoon with Minister Hinchliffe. And you know, we're really excited about it. We think it's just part of that new story around Cairns. So, you know, Gavin, you know, when you and I were knocking around when I was at Tourism Events Queensland, we, you know, used to lament about the lack of quality hotel stock. We've now got three new hotels. You've got, you know, fantastic upgrades to the airport. Silky Oaks Lodge has had $20 million spent on it, this new pontoon. And we hope that our competitors do the same and start investing in their product, because think back to that earlier question, that's what's going to keep people coming back to this region, is new products and new experiences.
Absolutely brilliant. A nice message of hope there to end on. Congratulations on the new pontoon. Very, very excited to check it out at some point. It'd be great for kids, I would imagine.
Yeah. No, it is. We've got a dedicated swimming area for kids. It'll be fully enclosed sort of aquatic area that's off the side as you go into the water. So, again, that's something that's quite new. It'll have one of the largest helmet walking platforms. You'll be able to, you know, watch your loved ones going into the diving platforms. It's, you know, three stories in height. It's, yeah, it's fantastic.
Massive. John O'Sullivan, CEO of Experience Co. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gavin. Always great to talk to you.